here is Caroline Fedor.
Thank you.
Caroline. We finally get to talk here. And first, can you tell us the name of the piece you played and the movement?
Yes, that was Beethoven's Sonata, and it was Opus 31, Number 2, and is also known as The Tempest, and it's in D minor.
That was really beautifully done. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge, any teachers or mentors?
Yes, I would like to thank my parents and my brother and for all their support, and for my wonderful teacher, Marina Lupinacci. And also, I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society and for all the great opportunities they give me.
How long, when did you begin playing piano? How old were you?
I was 3 turning 4.
Wow. So it's been about a dozen years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Do you remember that, being that young? What do you remember about playing when you were that young?
I don't know. When I was little, I never wanted to practice at all. I always wanted to be outside, but I'm glad I stuck with it because now I am here playing.
And I know you're at North Allegheny, which is a huge school district. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you might be involved in some music groups there.
Not with the school, not really. Like I used to be in chorus, so I would accompany them. But currently, I think I'm going to be doing a chamber group with the PISO.
Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Oh, that's great. Yeah. We know Craig and Eve there really well, and it's a great organization. What other things do you like to do? You're 16, so this is your junior year?
Yes.
Okay, and what else are you into?
I love figure skating. So I've been doing that for a little while now, so I do that whenever I can. And then I also love to do art, like drawing and painting, and I love reading and just spending I just like spending time outside or with my family.
I think a lot of times people assume that a musician as accomplished as you are is very unidimensional, and it's generally not the case
at
all.
Right.
And it's neat to hear the other things you're interested in. Have you thought about what you might like to do after you graduate?
I think I would like to, I don't know, I either want to do like I want to go into like medicine or engineering or something like that. I'm not really sure yet.
But something technical.
Yeah, but I'm definitely minoring in piano. So
it's good to hear because you're really very, very talented. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned your brother. What's his name?
Christopher.
And is he younger or older?
Yeah, he's 2 years younger than me.
And does he play as well?
He used to play piano, but he plays cello now.
Oh, very nice. Do you ever play together?
Once in a while. Not too often. My mom wants us to play more, but
I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
That's great. He's probably in the intermediate school when you're in the high school.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. Well, I know you've got another piece to play. Mm-hmm. This is our last time to talk. I want to be sure you get to say everything you might have wanted to say that I may have missed.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you were hoping to point out?
Think so.
Well, I'll just note you're really, really talented.
Thank you.
I really liked the dynamic range, among many other things, but feeling you put into the Beethoven piece you opened with. What are you going to play next?
I will play a Tchaikovsky. It's called Dumka, and it's another name for it is Scenes from a Russian Village. And it is Opus 59.
Once again, this is Caroline Fedor, and she is here with us representing the Pittsburgh Concert Society. We're going to hear from Caroline Fedor one more time, and it's been a pleasure to listen to her play. I hope you've been enjoying the music. By the way, Pittsburgh Concert Society has a number of concerts coming up, and you can hear other young musicians, relatively young musicians, and a range of great music in a beautiful hall, Kresge Hall, at Carnegie Mellon University. PittsburghConcertSociety.org is their website, and you'll be able to find out everything you need by going there. Caroline's stacking up a lot of music here. I think she's ready to go. Here, once again, is Caroline Fedor.
Thank you.
Caroline Fedor, worth the wait. Thank you again. If you tuned in, we got started a little late. She sounded just wonderful. Thanks, and best wishes for continued success.